Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, September 14th, 2012. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, and if I don't lose my voice, I'm here with news on movies, toys, and more. So let's get started with movies. Last week at the box office, The Possession was number one with $9.3 million. It was followed by Lawless with $6 million. The Expendables 2, even Explendabler, with $5 million. The Words, $4.8 million. And Paranorman rounded out the top five with $4.2 million. New this week at the box office, Finding Nemo 3D, Resident Evil Retribution, The Master, and other films in limited release. In movie news, we have... microphone fell over. Sequels to The Brave Little Toaster and Human Centipede are both in the works for some reason. Some talk of Independence Day 2 and 3 hit Screen Rant, which may explain why the first one is slated for a 3D re-release next year. Jay Farrow has been promoted on Saturday Night Live. He will now be playing Barack Obama instead of Fred Armisen. The Simpsons is about to start season 24. 24. You're old. A prequel to the movie 300 will be called 300 Rise of an Empire whenever Warner Brothers puts it out. Legendary Pictures has a Godzilla remake in the works, and now it is due for May 2014. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Busts. You can get busts. Buy one bust, get another one 40% off. This includes Gentle Giant, DC Select, DC Select Diamond Select, DC Direct, because those are similar companies, but not the same company. And lots of other busts. If they're in stock, you can buy one and get a second in-stock bust for 40% off. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. In toy news, they're here with pictures. Battle Beast Series 1 from Diamond Select Toys are now up for pre-order, and this is notable because we're selling the whole set. Most stores, there's a specialty series and there's a Toys R Us exclusive series. The specialty series is going to have short-packed sets with Tate and Gruntos, the Walrus, and Bliss and the Snake. So if you want to make sure you get them all, ordering them online is not a bad idea. You can snap up the whole collection at once and not worry about it. Because they're Battle Beasts. Battle Beasts, they're coming back. Come on, this is exciting. I'm very excited. I collect Battle Beasts. OMFG Series 3 voting is continuing now on OctoberToys.com. On their forums, OMFG is a series of muscle-like minifigures designed by fans and artists and creative people. They're voted by collectors and manufactured and purchased by, of course, you. We have OMFG Series 1 for sale on the website right now, which you should check out. I bought them. I think they're great. And for 10 bucks, they're not bad. I mean, they're pretty cool. I've been sitting on my computer monitor for months, and most figures get rotated out, so I like them a lot. And what else do we have? The Entertainment Earth exclusive Star Wars Scout Trooper Ewok Attack maquette is up for order now. It is on sale this week only. $89 instead of $99 as an introductory special. If you pre-order yours now, you save $10. The sale pricing ends Tuesday. It features a Scout Trooper being attacked by three Ewoks. So you get four characters and one statue while supplies last. Limited edition of 1,200. New arrivals include Dark Crystal Skeksis Chamberlain action figure, which we finally have again. We've also got a number of Funko Comic-Con 2012 exclusives, which are in stock right now, including the Batman Invader, numerous Sheldons from Big Bang Theory, and many others. Just search on SDC Funko and be impressed. New pre-orders include the Men in Black 3 Agent G statue, which is basically like Agents J or K, with higher heels, shorter skirts, and a tentacle fondling a fire hydrant. It's better than it sounds, trust me. So go to our website today, check out these great items. Don't forget to check out sale.entertainmentearth.com for a new sale every week, unless there's a week where we don't do one. And you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. And I need to stop talking because I'm going to cough into the microphone soon. Have a great weekend, everybody.